Hi, friends. Today is a very special segment for me because I get to answer your questions about cooking. Thank you to everyone who sent in their questions. And for those of you who are thinking about it, maybe you'll see how painless it is and you'll send in one yourself. First question comes from Bernie in Snohomish. Hi, Joan. I have a recipe that says I should do something called shocking. What is this and why is it done? Hey, Bernie. I'm guessing that this is for a recipe for a green vegetable, maybe green beans or broccoli. This is actually a restaurant method that prevents the continued cooking and color dulling that can occur when veggies are piled in a colander. I like to shock my green beans, especially when I'm sautéing or stir-frying them, because I think it preps them for the fast cooking in the pan without overcooking them. So here's what you do. Get a pan of water up to a rolling boil. Put your green vegetables into the boiling water for about 30 to 60 seconds or until they float to the top. Then strain them out of the water and put them immediately into a pan of ice water. This will stop the cooking process immediately, but will still bring out all that great color and all the great nutrients. Then remove them from the cold water after a few seconds and stir fry or saute them very fast in hot oil. Every time I've shocked my green veggies, I've gotten great results, and I've not had the kind of sogginess I used to get. It's a great method. Give it a try and let me know how it goes. Next question. This is from Becky in Lake Stevens. Joan, I read something in a recipe about acidulated water. Okay, not only is this a mouthful, but I have no idea what it is. Can you enlighten me? Becky, you're funny. And correct, it is a mouthful. It's a lot to say for a very simple concept. Acidulating water just means you're introducing an acid, usually a lemon juice or vinegar. You know how our moms always used to say you should sprinkle lemon juice on an apple to keep it from growing brown? Well, it's the same concept here. Acidulated water is used to soak certain fruit and artichokes so that they don't turn brown. Great question. You guys are asking good ones. Okay, next up is BJ from Linwood. I've been starting to get into making my own chicken stock, but every time I do, it tastes really bland and flat. What am I missing? You know, when I first started making my own stock, BJ, I just put the chicken bones in a pot and boiled the heck out of it. I couldn't understand why it came out tasting like dirty dishwater until I started my cooking classes and we began to make stock. You know, there's something you need to put in there other than the bones. If I were there in the kitchen with you, I'd ask you if you were using mirepoix and a sachet de pisse. Now don't worry, these are just fancy French names for some key ingredients to flavoring stock. This is in addition to the bones. Mirepoix is a mixture of chopped celery, chopped carrot, and chopped onion, with a ratio of 2 parts onion to 1 part carrot and 1 part celery. Sachet de pisse is a spice packet, usually wrapped in cheesecloth and tied with twine. The spices are thyme, parsley stems, bay leaf, and generally black pepper. All of these are added to the water and cooked slowly with the bones. Give them a try, and I bet you'll see a real difference in the flavor of your stock. Don in Mill Creek asks, I really love sweet peppers of all kinds. In particular, I like red peppers, but I don't know how to prepare them. Got any ideas? Hi, Don. I love red peppers too, and I eat them raw for a snack. But when cooking, I love to chop them fine and put them in my scrambled eggs and use them in a sauté because of their great color. I think if you think about peppers in terms of a great color addition, you can come up with lots of ways to use them. Dressing up rice, putting them in a soup, adding them to casseroles. One thing I would definitely recommend is roasting red peppers. For some reason, this roasting just brings out the sweet flavor of a red pepper like nothing else. I take them out of the grocery bag, wash them, then place them whole on a baking sheet lined with parchment. I pop them into an oven at 400 degrees with a little olive oil drizzled over them and just roast them until the skin turns brown. Then I take them out of the oven, let them cool and remove the skin. Then I chop them up, taking care to remove the seeds, and I use them in salads, on pizzas, melt them in the oven with some brie on a sourdough round, maybe. If I have any left over, I store them in the fridge in a jar with a little olive oil. Ooh, here's an idea. Why not take the peppers with a bit of olive oil and put them in the food processor and puree them? You could use that puree with smoky pepper flavor in salad dressing with a little olive oil, vinegar, and lemon, or make it into a spread with some cream cheese. I hope one of those suggestions works for you, Don. Thanks to all of you for all your great questions. It's so nice to know that folks are listening. Why not let me know you're listening out there and send in your questions? I'll try to read them on the air. Just email sandra@kser.org. This is Joan Autry with Tutti a Tavola, All to the Table Cooking School, where you can get your PhD in delicious.